The decision to close a failing school is inevitably controversial. Last year, New York City was blocked from phasing out and replacing 19 low-performing schools when a court found it didn't provide enough community notification under state law. This year, the city's been holding more hearings on plans to phase out 25 schools. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, parents and teachers at one of those schools claim the city allowed it to fail.
This is a story about change and about whether parents and teachers can trust the city to improve a failing school. In 2009, the principal of PS 114 was removed by the city after a carbon monoxide alarm went off and the school had no evacuation plan. No one was hurt, but paraprofessional Maria Shelbinski said another kind of alarm had actually been ringing for some time.
We complained for 4 years that this woman was destroying our school, and we cried. We went to rallies. We took buses to Tweed.
Shelbinski and others claim the principal's mismanagement was ignored by education officials in the landmark Tweed Courthouse in Manhattan. In fact, a report that same year by the school system's Special Commissioner of Investigations found the principal committed, quote, various financial infractions, including the use of false bids. The school also ran up a deficit of almost $180,000 under her watch, which it's now paying back partly by reducing staff. She's now working as an assistant principal in the Bronx. With the city planning to phase out PS 114, a pre-K through 5 elementary school, gym teacher Scott Schwartz says it all feels like too little, too late.
Why is there no accountability? The accountability is being left to the students, the parents, and the staff. It's not being left to the chancellor. It's not being left to the mayor, the superintendents, anyone, just us.
The Department of Education says it spent nearly $1 million over the past 3 years on math and literacy coaches, along with staff development at the school. It also notes that only about a third of its students were proficient on last year's state math and reading tests, and enrollment is shrinking. But after everything that's happened at the school, the city is having a hard time convincing teachers and parents that it now has a better plan, a charter school in the same building.
The reason is to get to a low student-to-teacher ratio. So you're going to see
Morty Ballin is the founder of Explore Schools, which runs two charters in Brooklyn. He's telling a couple of parents from PS 114 why his elementary school has two teachers for every class of 28 students. On the tour, the parents see how much individualized attention kindergarten students receive when half go to gym or music and the rest stay with their teachers.
And what do I mean a good reader? What are good readers?
Yeah. People that read and they be good.
Okay, and so our
if Explore opens a new school in PS 114, it would be the first time a charter has committed to replacing a school and taking as many of the students as it can. Eric Stroman, whose son attends first grade at PS 114, was impressed with the charter.
The children's behavior in the classroom versus them being all rowdy, which you tend to see with, you know, first grade to the second graders.
But Crystal King, the parent association president of PS 114, was more circumspect. She grew up in Canarsie and wants to keep her local school.
I love it there. You know, I wouldn't want it to change.
She says the situation is especially complicated because the new charter only has space for half the children of PS 114. The city plans to open a second, regular school in the building for everyone else. So there would be a lottery to determine who goes where.
The main concern is, where will my child go? How will my child be enrolled? Will my child be accepted? Will it be not accepted to a school? You know, that's the questions that they're asking.
Meanwhile, teachers from PS 114 would stay on the city's payroll, but they'd have to look for new jobs in the system. They could apply to work at the charter, but they'd work a longer day and lose their union benefits. Maria Shelbinski, who's worked at the school for 15 years, says she's not just fighting for job security by opposing the charter. She says she wants to keep the school intact and doesn't trust Mayor Bloomberg's push for charter schools.
It's all about money. Privatizing every single penny that you got now, you could put back into the public schools the way it should have been put and make those schools just as strong and even stronger.
The CEO of Explore Charter, Morty Ballin, says he understands all of those concerns. He previously taught on the Lower East Side.
I was in a school that was closed, and I felt that the school needed to be closed because I didn't think the kids were getting the education. And it was hard. I cared about the kids, but it also sort of compelled me to start Explore. At the end of the day, this is about the students, and we need to sort of put their needs first.
A hearing will be held tonight at PS 114 for parents to hear all of those arguments and give feedback. The panel for educational policy will vote on the plan next week. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.